Darshan with Bodhisattva Sri Swami Premadaya, recorded live in Los Angeles. The doctor who treats himself has a fool for a patient.
Welcome everyone. Here we are again. So unless you had some kind of moment, some kind of experience that amounts in one way or another to a feeling that everything you thought you knew was wrong. Unless something like that has shattered everything, has called into question all believed ideas, you haven't really begun the real spiritual path. The real spiritual life. You may have advanced and even matured in certain ways. You may have come to understand certain things. You may have even had very valid and profound realizations. But if you haven't, for whatever reason and in whatever way, had some type of experience where everything you thought was true seemed to fall apart, where everything you thought you knew, you realized either suddenly or slowly, wasn't right. Unless something like that has been gone through, you still are in one way or another caught in the trap of believing yourself. And believing yourself is a tremendous barrier for real spiritual knowing and real understanding. Believing yourself is what you're taught to do, so not your fault. You're supposed to. The society tells you to believe yourself. You consider yourself, because you've been told so, the final authority on everything that has to do with you and everything that has to do with your life. And not just the final authority, but the best authority. Who knows you, after all, better than you? But it isn't true. You're not the best authority on you. And in fact, you don't know you in many significant ways because you're not objective. You slant the information. You see easily the faults and virtues of another, but with great difficulty do you have any real sense of your own virtues and your own faults. Easy to see in someone else what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are. It's obvious. You just have to look. You don't even have to even know a person. You just get a sense right away. But look in the mirror and you're all confused. If you're having a good day, you'll think you're full of wonderful virtues and abilities. If you're having a bad day, you'll feel like